Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio 1024 for the week of December 1st. It's great to have you along. My name's Megan Whalen.
And I'm Jeff Green. As we slide into another month, we'll tell you about some unique work being done by some folklore students in a historic part of St. John's.
We'll also introduce you to a new prof in the School of Music who's jammed with Jethro Tull. And we'll also help fill up your social calendar with the week ahead. But first,
a fifth-year honors student doing a joint degree in biochemistry and chemistry is this year's Rhodes Scholar from this province. 22-year-old Luke Pike is originally from Granbank on the province's Bjorn Peninsula. He's set to graduate from Memorial in May. Next fall, he'll move to the University of Oxford in England. Mr. Pike wants to complete a graduate degree in medical oncology. He is the recipient of numerous memorial and national awards and has maintained a 3.97 grade point average. He's been on both the Faculty of Arts and the Faculty of Science Dean's lists. If that weren't enough, Mr. Pike is also a competitive power lifter who holds a provincial record. He volunteers with Memorial's campus food bank and is a classically trained pianist. He said he was stunned when he heard about his latest honor.
I was very excited. I think after they said congratulations, I pretty well blacked out for a half an hour or so, but I'm looking forward to it very much. At Oxford, I'd like to pursue a DPhil program, and that's in medical oncology. So after I finish that, I'd like to return to Newfoundland and pursue medicine here at Memorial and go on to engage in a career in research and in medicine.
The Rhodes Scholarship has been awarded in Newfoundland since 1904, and Mr. Pike is the 99th nominee in the province. There were no nominees during the Second World War.
It's a somber anniversary, but an important time to remember. December 6th is the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. Established in 1991 by the Parliament of Canada, this day coincides with the sad anniversary of the 1989 Montreal Massacre when 14 young women were tragically killed at L'École Polytechnique because of their gender. It represents a time to pause and reflect on the phenomenon of violence against women in our society. It is also a time to have a special thought for all women and girls who live daily with the threat of violence or who have died as a result of deliberate acts of gender-based violence. Last but not least, it is a day for communities and individuals to reflect on concrete actions that each of us can take to prevent and eliminate all forms of violence against women. The annual December 6th vigil takes place on Wednesday in the Engineering Lecture Theater starting at 7.
An accounting professor specializing in corporate financial reporting and a linguistics prof spearheading the development of speech disorder and language acquisition software might not sound like they have much in common, but both have been recognized with Petro-Canada Young Innovator Awards. Dr. Jeffrey Pittman, business, and Dr. Yvonne Rose from linguistics were each awarded $25,000 to advance their groundbreaking research. Dr. Pittman's research focuses on what investors most value on financial statements. Recent financial scandals like Enron and Nortel highlight the importance of accounting transparency and corporate governance mechanisms. With this in mind, he is researching how the trend towards more environmental disclosure could impact a company's financial standings. Dr. Rose's research explores the cognitive and physiological aspects of speech and how children acquire language. He is creating a software program that can give detailed information on speech patterns. This program will be available for researchers and practitioners around the world. The Petro-Canada Young Innovator Award Program was created in 1995 to recognize the work of outstanding and innovative young researchers at Canadian universities, colleges, and major research institutions.
A public lecture taking place at Memorial this week will focus in part on eating disorders. And the talk couldn't be timelier. It comes just days after a new provincial support group was set up. The Eating Disorder Foundation of Newfoundland and Labrador was officially formed on November 29th. One of the presenters at this week's lecture is hoping to explain to people the seriousness of eating disorders. Dr. Olga Heath is a newly appointed assistant professor with the University Counseling Center, as well as the Center for Collaborative Health Professional Education and the Faculty of Medicine. She's also a board member on the new foundation. She'll be joined by a nurse practitioner and dietitian to help explain eating patterns and what normal eating is. Dr. Heath says research indicates that a number of students at Memorial may be at risk for eating disorders.
Their numbers were surprisingly high, suggesting that 20% of our university population may have are at risk of having an eating disorder. And that's consistent, actually, with other university populations across North America.
Dr. Heath's talk is part of a presentation entitled Mind and Matter, which is a component of the Mini Medical and Health Sciences School Series. It takes place on December 6th at 7 o'clock in the Health Sciences Center Lecture Theater A.
Well, Dr. Noreen Gulfman, the Associate Dean of Graduate Studies and a Professor of English here at Memorial, is the new president of the Canadian Federation for the Humanities and Social Sciences. During her two-year term, Dr. Gulfman is hoping to help the research community focus on the impact of its work and on communicating results. She is interested in starting a dialogue about the social impact of research and teaching and the benefit to Canada as a whole. The Canadian Federation for the Humanities and Social Sciences represents a large segment of Canada's research and post-secondary education community. Dr. Gulfman has been a member of the Federation since 1998.
Some folklore students have been taking a deep look at one of St. John's oldest neighborhoods. Ivan Mazechka has more.
Eight graduate students spent the semester exploring the St. John's neighborhood known as the Battery, interviewing both longtime residents and newcomers to the community, and gathering personal histories as well as images and artifacts. This week, the students took an audience on a virtual tour of what they found, and a tour of what will soon be a public exhibit at the rooms. The innovative project was part of their public sector folklore course and was done in collaboration with the rooms. Students Jed Baker and Lynn Matt explain.
It was a great opportunity. We got to work with a lot of really interesting people who had all kinds of great insight, and it gave us a chance to get a look at what it would be like to work in the public sector, and so that, for me, that was the best part of the course.
So we actually got to work with the museum, with people at the museum, with an area, and develop an exhibit from scratch to, you know, near completion.
On Thursday, the students turned curators delivered their preview presentation to an audience that included government officials, journalists, and several residents from the Battery. The Battery was chosen because of its downtown accessibility. While it's a unique community, folklore professor Jerry Poschus says the Battery reflects what's happening in many places.
The changing Battery becomes a real microcosm for changing Newfoundland generally. Very similar in my mind to what's happening in all of rural Newfoundland in the early 21st century.
The actual exhibit, called The Battery Making Waves, will open to the public at the rooms this spring. For Studio 1024, I'm Ivan Mazechka.
Memorial is playing host to a national meeting of Aboriginal leaders on December 7th and 8th when the National Aboriginal Student Services Association holds its fall executive meeting here on the St. John's campus. This countrywide organization is dedicated to ensuring the concerns of Aboriginal students are heard by institutions of higher learning. Board members from Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario, Quebec, and this province are attending the meetings to represent various Aboriginal groups from across the country. During the two-day meetings at Memorial, the group will plan for upcoming events, including the Canadian Association of College and University Student Services 2008 conference, which is also taking place here at Memorial. The executive will update members on new Aboriginal initiatives on campuses across the country, and on Friday, an Inuit cultural workshop led by the Nipik drum dancers will take place. The conference is supported by the Faculty of Education, the President's Office, the Office of the Associate Vice President Academic, and the Dean of Student Affairs and Services.
Well, she's jammed with veteran British rockers Jethro Tull, had gigs with the Oregon Symphony, and taught at music schools in Tonga and Serbia. Her resume is full of worldly trips around the globe. Now, Dr. Christine Gangelhoff wants to pass on her musical experience to Memorial students. Dr. Gangelhoff is a visiting assistant professor in the School of Music. She's teaching a new course starting in January focused on world music. But instead of attracting music majors, she hopes that students from other academic disciplines, particularly those who've never signed up for a music class before, will take her class. She says her class will help students broaden their musical horizons.
I would like them to understand better how music interacts with each society and each culture, and not only that, but how music fits into their own lives, and just take a look at the music that they listen to, why they like the music that they like, and understand it in a larger context.
To learn more about this course, visit today.mun.ca or check out the latest issue of the Gazette.
Well, as another month gets underway, there's still lots happening around our campuses. Here are some things you can look forward to in the week ahead.
Get into the holiday spirit on Sunday, December 3rd, when the Munn Festival and Chamber Choirs present their annual presentation of Advent and Christmas music at 3 o'clock at the Gower Street United Church in St. John's.
And there's still more music on tap later in the week, and it's free. Undergraduate and graduate students at the School of Music will present an evening of chamber music in the Rising Stars concert. It takes place at the Cook Recital Hall on Tuesday, December the 5th, and that gets underway at 8 o'clock.
And if that's not your style, why not drop into room 2001 of the INCO Innovation Center at 7:30 on Tuesday night for Everest 007, an evening of inspiration with T.A. Loeffler. She's taking the Newfoundland flag to the top of Mount Everest in the spring, and during the talk she will delight, entertain, and motivate using stories, music, and climbing images. You can see the calendar section of today.mon.ca for more.
And well, Tuesday seems to be the night to get out. There's also a last blast with writer-in-resident Don MacKay at Bitter's Pub starting at 7 o'clock. For more on all of these events, see today.mon.ca.
Well, as we draw to a close at the end of another edition of Studio 1024, we want to thank the folks at CHMR for letting us invade their studios.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications located in Room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building. David Sorensen is our producer. Ivan Mazechka is our executive producer.
Tell us what you think of our show. If you'd like to comment on anything you've heard, send us an email. Our address is marcom@mun.ca. Thanks for joining us, folks. My name's Megan Whalen.
And I'm Jeff Green. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We hope you enjoyed our show. We'll be back in 7 days.